I know, I'm extra giddy today, right? It's a special day. It is crazy. What the f*** is Donald Trump going to do debate day eve?
Yes, it's a sold-out show in Cleveland. This is the lineup. Trump, Bush, Walker, Huckabee, Carson, Cruz, Rubio, Paul, Christie, and Kasich. Whew, I'm out of breath.
Oh, Carol Costello, you're out of breath. Well, you could have saved your breath and stopped after Trump. Because that's all I care about. And while Donald Trump may have a monopoly on America's interests and the riches of the actual monopoly man.
And this is interesting. Facebook is partnering with Fox News for the debate tomorrow to provide questions and track voters' responses to the candidates. Yeah, which will get weird when they're like, this next question is from someone named Mitt, and he says, you miss me yet? And you're on, yeah. Yeah, we miss you a little bit.
In the historic K-Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas, the On the Air light is lit and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the Seven Seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Welcome, America, west of the Rockies, to the Pacific Ocean, north to Canada, and south to our friends in Mexico. Welcome to the John Brislin Show on this fine, what is it? It's the 8th of August, 2015, and as always, about 9 o'clock in this fine evening here in fabulous Las Vegas. And the news alert that I think I just heard coming in as I was driving into the studio this evening was that Donald Trump has fired his campaign manager and has replaced him with Jerry Springer. The new campaign manager to Donald Trump is Jerry Springer. I'm pretty sure I heard that on the news when I came in. No, not really. I just kidding around. No, but seriously, he did. Jerry Springer is the new campaign manager for Donald Trump. I'm just kidding. No, seriously, he is. He's Jerry Springer is. How many times are we going to go around with this? I just wanted to see if you're still listening.
I don't get it. And I heard he quit.
Well, he says he quit, and that is the advisor to Donald Trump. He said that he quit. Trump, of course, thug that he is, can't, you know, say something like, you know, someone would actually be so sick of his, you know, keister that they would just walk out in protest to his stupid shenanigans. I'm using the Trump word, stupid. I'm officially change approved. Here it is. I'm making the change. Trump mouth. Trump mouth is the term that I'm coining instead of potty mouth, as I would say with my kids. Here on the John Brislin Show, plug, plug, I am saying Trump mouth. So Trump mouth, whenever something happens, like there was the F-bomb that was dropped in the comedy just before the show, and Denise Marmeyer, producer extraordinaire on the other side of the glass, and also very, very itchy Trinker Finger, dumped the entire thing.
Trying to save us money.
Yeah, well, the FCC fines us a couple hundred grand if we let an F-bomb go out over the air. So she dumped it. So, you know, she is very, very touchy as far as those things go. And also, Donald Trump is very touchy as far as letting anybody, you know, in any way make him look bad, right? Well, Jerry Springer is, in fact, not the campaign manager, but is, I'm sure, a likely candidate, considering how Donald Trump thinks. And, you know, I'm going to go bullet points on this. I do not, I have, for the last 2 weeks, talked about the Trumpster. And I feel bad about it because I don't really like setting aside serious issues, real things that are happening with real people, in order to talk about this clown. But he has been making news for 4 or 5 weeks, and I've only been talking about it for 2, so I guess I'm not really going overboard. And tonight, there are some things that I need to get off my chest when it comes to this man. And even a declaration that I'm going to make in a few minutes once I wrap up my description of how I feel. And you are not going to expect it. We'll leave it at that. A couple things really chap my backside. Let's just take them in any random order. One is that he is, by saying that he will not, if you haven't seen in the debate that happened on Thursday, the Republican debate with Donald Trump, if you haven't seen it, at the very outset of the debate, the candidates were asked, all of them were asked, if they would pledge not to run as a third party, and right there declare that they would support whoever the GOP nominee was. There was one person on stage that said, I will not make any such declaration. I will run, and this is me paraphrasing by the sheer interpretive, by just simply interpreting what the man's saying. Donald Trump is saying that he will not rule out a third party run for the presidency. Now, that will guarantee, Ross Perot style, that will guarantee a win for the Democratic nominee for the presidency, which in this case looks like Hillary Clinton. Now, in the statements and the statement following his refusal to declare that he will not run as a third party, he said that he has a lot of leverage, that he's not going to run, he's not going to commit himself to supporting any particular candidate and so on and so forth. Okay. What he's saying with this leverage is you will vote for me. You will invite me to the party, or I am going to take my hammer and smash your entire party before I go. Drawing an analogy, drawing a parallel to a birthday party, not a Republican party. Well, who knows? Maybe both. Do you remember it was a Tuesday afternoon in 2008. I was getting in my car in the parking garage, and I was getting ready to drive home, and I was listening to NPR. Yes, I do appreciate a fine NPR show now and again. There is some good stuff. Ira Glass in particular, if you haven't found any good stuff over at NPR. I was listening to an interview being done, forgive me, but I do not remember the exact person who was speaking on behalf of the Barack Obama campaign for presidency in 2008. I wish I could quote the person. But what she said was, if you do not vote for Barack Obama, then you are quite simply, say it with me, a racist. Racist, racist, racist. So, we had serious problems. I had serious, deep-rooted problems with the arrogance of the Barack Obama campaign to say such a thing, that I am so shallow, so blind, that I would have no other reason in the world that would sway my vote. No reason in the world that to vote against Barack Obama, except for the fact that he has got black skin. Okay? That's what they're saying. And that, I didn't care for it then. It disgusted me then. And when Trump says, I will not rule out a third party run, it disgusts me because he is saying, you will vote for me or else you are just not a true conservative. And I'm going to do whatever it is that thugs do. Because as we've seen, he is no gentleman. But he is a spoiled brat, a 60-whatever-year-old spoiled brat that lives in a cocoon filled with nothing but sycophants. And he's dared to venture out of his cocoon, and his personality is quite simply, agree with me or you are a stupid, fat, ugly loser. And he hates losers, doesn't he? Ask John McCain. A few years ago, there was a state senator by the name of Stephen Horsford. Well, when he was state senator, he did something that, in my mind, condemned him. He sent out what I call the menu. It was a list. He sent this list out publicly. The list went something like this. For a person or organization donating more than $25,000, the letter, what I call a menu, promised a private dinner with the Las Vegas Democrat and the chairpersons of all Senate committees. For $10,000 to $25,000 contribution, the donor would get a dinner with Horsford and any chairperson selected. Lesser contributions would only get a luncheon or a reception with Horsford or a chairperson. He, not long after releasing this outrageous menu, this list that put price tags on access to the Senate Majority Leader of the Democrats in Nevada. Not long after, he rescinded it. He had to apologize and say, yeah, not so much with the menu thing. Here's my issue with it. I don't care about the criminal act and whether or not that was bribery. Arrogance. The arrogance to me is the big issue. Why? Do I care that a pipe fitter is arrogant? No. All more power to him. Do I care that the guy that fixes the alignment on my truck is an arrogant, egotistical, egomaniacal jerk? No. He's good with Fords. Sorry, Greg, if you're listening. It's the truth, though. You know it. What I do care about is a certain class of people. A certain class of people that we as a people, we as a society, we as Americans give what I have said here many times before, what I call, in the philosophy of the great 21st century philosopher John Breslin calls, the sacred trust. I'm going to say that again. The sacred trust. The sacred trust is defined as that trust you give to another person to behave as you would if you could be there doing that role yourself. Example, school teachers. Example, policemen. Example, lawyers. You get the idea? Priests, clergy, caregivers for the elderly. Those people that we give a trust to because we cannot see them because they go behind closed doors. Waiters and waitresses, we give a type of low-grade sacred trust to because they go back behind a wall and are they spitting in our food? We have to trust that they're not. But the sacred trust that, so says the great philosopher John Breslin, is what we give to people like Stephen Horsford, and his sheer political arrogance showed us that he has no concern for that trust. He will do whatever the dollar says. He will do whatever he feels is right, and screw whether or not we trusted him to put him in office. Donald Trump shares. He is a brother in defiance. He is a brother in arrogance, a brother in egomaniacal blah, 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 blah. That is why Donald Trump scares me, because he is going not into a position of pipe fitting or fixing my Ford. He is asking to go into a position of judgment. No judgment on fixing the alignment on Ford. You pull the wrench out, you fix it. When he's going into judgment, deciding which disease, deadly disease, gets the funding. When is the right time to send our soldiers onto the hill to die? Into harm's way. Judgment. And if you can't make simple judgments, how can we trust you to make the big ones? Stay right where you are, you.
John Brislin, making caffeine addiction look good.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Medical supplies, where do you get yours? MDSupplies.com is a medical supplier that cuts out the middleman and gets you great prices and fast delivery. At MDSupplies.com, get the same low prices as the large buyers. Doctors are using MDSupplies.com too. No contracts, commitments, or minimum orders. And free shipping on nearly 10,000 products. Call now and see how much you'll save. 800-637-2080. MDSupplies.com.
According to the Bureaus of Labor Statistics, software development is one of the fastest growing and highest paid jobs in the country. If you've thought about learning to code, you should check out www.learntoprogram.tv. That's www.learntoprogram.tv. They've got dozens of courses designed to get you started in web, mobile, or game development. Use coupon code RADIO2015 and you'll get 25% off any course in the Learn to Program catalog. Don't spend thousands on so-called coding schools when you can learn online for less than $100 per course. That's www.learntoprogram.tv and use coupon code RADIO2015 to start on the path to professional software developer today.
Right now, all the candidates are preparing for the debate, and on any other year, they would be getting drilled on their policy and the kind of questions they could be asked. But I feel like 9 of them right now are just saying, like, how do you deal with Donald Trump? I feel like that's all. I remember I went camping once, and before we went camping, a park ranger told us what to do if you saw a bear, and I feel like that's the instruction they're probably getting right now. It's just, you know, make a lot of noise if he sees you. Make yourself as big as possible.
Donald Trump has come out in favor of shutting down Planned Parenthood. He wants to shut it down. However, experts say if he really wants Planned Parenthood to go under, he should turn it into a Trump property.
The best parenthood of all time. Five-star Planned Parenthood.
You'll get top-shelf pap smears. The finest.
Those are highest quality pap smears.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Do you want to learn free magic tricks that will astound your friends and perform illusions that will amaze your family? Then visit freemagictricksandillusions.com. There we offer you tips and advice that will turn you from an amateur to a professional money-making magician. Whether it's Copperfield, Blaine, Penn and Teller, Dynamo, Angel, and the legend that is Paul Daniels, you have come to the right place. Here we have videos and books to turn you from an amateur to a professional magician, just like those we've already mentioned. Free Magic Tricks and Illusions is growing every day and will be the home of all your magical needs. So, what are you waiting for? Visit freemagictricksandillusions.com today.
Relive history and experience the cultural tours of Jerash and Petra. Adventure and canoeing in Wadi Al Mujib. Biblical tours to the baptism site in Mount Nebo. How about a spa and relaxation at the Dead Sea and Ma'ain Hot Springs? Bedouin experience in Wadi Rum? Or fun and sun in Aqaba, the Red Sea? hiking and eco tours in Donna Nature Reserve. Whether you're asking for relaxation, adventure, or cultural enrichment, Jordan has what you're looking for. Visit www.letsgojordan.com or check the latest travel deals on our Facebook page. And let's go Jordan. You also could be here.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Welcome back to the John Breslin Show, where we are talking about the front runner, unfortunately, of the Republican Party, one of the 17, one of the 17 total, the 16 others. And one thing that I am reminded of whenever I discuss this subject and Trump and what he is bringing to the table, that is the electoral process for the president of the United States, is that, oh my God, we need an enemy. Seriously, holy Jesus, we need an enemy. Because without an enemy for us to focus on, whether it's the Russians or the Chinese or the terrorists or, I don't know, reality TV. So if we don't have an enemy, we will find the dumbest self-mutilating idea in the entire world. For instance, crazy, ridiculous polarization. Republicans, who are the enemies anymore? Us versus Russia? No. It's us versus us. It's Republicans versus Democrats. It's the wild right-wing nuts versus the wild left-wing nuts, polarizing more and more. This is not the Trump message. Hear me when I say the Trump message is not the populist message that even was the message of Ron Paul, which was irritating, and Rand Paul is just like a sissy version of it. That's a populist message, a hope for a betterment of America. No, not a populist message from Trump, a polarized message from Trump. The more polarized, the better. Because if you're not polarized, if you're not an extremist, then you're a loser, a big fat loser. And he hates losers, right? Isn't that how it goes? Trump, the leader of the polarized party. What a wonderful day in America. You know, speaking of other wonderful days, I say that with a whole lot of sarcasm in my voice. And wait, what's that sound? Hear it? That's the sound of me rolling my eyes as I'm about to say Ferguson. The anniversary of the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri was yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. It might be day before yesterday. And the one thing that I am reminded of with that anniversary, among many things, but one thing I'm reminded of is it was a crime. It was a tragedy. It was a horrible tragedy that I have said many times should never, ever, ever have happened for many different reasons on the side of the police and of the side of the community and Michael Brown and Michael Brown's family. I have said on this show that Michael Brown's family failed him because they did not teach him the simple facts that you, no matter what the situation is with race relations and blah, 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 you do not charge a police officer and physically attack him. You don't do it wherever you are and think that you're going to have a nice day that day. One thing I remember from Ferguson is Al Sharpton. You remember Al Sharpton, right? Remember how he came into Ferguson, and many, including me, would say, what was special about Ferguson? There were crimes all over the country that day. Check Chicago, land of the great gun law. Still can't stop crime there, and they can't stop crime in Ferguson. However, when Al Sharpton comes to town, he brings the circus with him. And that is what I see in the Republican Party right now. That we are allowing, the Republican Party, the GOP, is watching as Donald Trump becomes to presidential electoral politics what Al Sharpton is to crime in America. It is a shame that we allow such a thing to happen. And he is actually, Donald Trump is actually surprising me. Why? Because he has actually shown me that there is a person out there in the world that will make me say, oh my God, Ted Cruz is a presidential possibility.
Think about your next event. What's going to happen? Who's going to be there? What are they going to do? Will they be talking about it with their friends the next day? Or the next week? Or the next year? If you want your next event to be really memorable, then you absolutely want an event company who can help you create that wow factor. Go to AbsoluteAmusements.com. They are not just a game and event rental company. They are event experts who can bring that wow factor to any event. Games, attractions, sports, and promotions. Absolutely whatever your creative mind can conjure for your next event. You'll see there's absolutely no limit to what you can accomplish with Absolute Amusements. And you'll find it at AbsoluteAmusements.com. Call 1-800-239-FUNN. That's 1-800-239-3866. AbsoluteAmusements.com.
Eye on Washington with Merrily Joyce, taking Nevadans to Capitol Hill for the latest on the federal issues that matter most to you. Sunday mornings at 7:30, here on News Talk 720, KDON.
Hi, this is Ken Thompson from SportsX Radio, inviting you to join me each and every night, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., right here, 50,000 watt AM 720 KDWN, for the greatest in sports talk, breaking down all the games. SportsX Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., sponsored by Cantor Racing Sportsbooks.
Medical supplies. Where do you get yours? MDSupplies.com is a medical supplier that cuts out the middleman and gets you great prices and fast delivery. At MDSupplies.com, get the same low prices as the large buyers. Doctors are using MDSupplies.com too. No contracts, commitments, or minimum orders. And free shipping on nearly 10,000 products. Call now and see how much you'll save. 800-637-2080. MDSupplies.com.
Here's what people are talking about. Last night was the voters' first Republican forum in New Hampshire. These are where all the candidates got together for some tough talk about the election. And at one point, Senator Lindsey Graham said his foreign policy would be a choice between a clenched fist and an open hand. I hope he gets elected just so I can hear more of his threats. What's it gonna be, Putin? You want the Dwayne Johnson or you want the Real Housewives?
Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are teaming up to defund Planned Parenthood. Yeah. Experts believe it could backfire since people like Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are the reason there is a Planned Parenthood.
Big news in the race for the White House now. Vice President Joe Biden considering a challenge to Hillary Clinton.
Whoa. Joe Biden. Joe says you can't go into a 7-Eleven without an Indian accent, asks a guy in a wheelchair to stand up, praises a guy's dead mom even though she's still alive. Biden?
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Medical supplies. Where do you get yours? MDSupplies.com is a medical supplier that cuts out the middleman and gets you great prices and fast delivery. At MDSupplies.com, get the same low prices as the large buyers. Doctors are using MDSupplies.com too. No contracts, commitments, or minimum orders. And free shipping on nearly 10,000 products. Call now and see how much you'll save. 800-637-2080. MDSupplies.com.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Listen every Saturday night at 11 p.m. to The Rant, hosted by Fran Sullivan. Get in, be heard, 257-5396, only here on News Talk 720 KDWN.
Business owners, did you know that summer is a great time to hire the best people? With your competitors on vacation, there's less competition for quality candidates. But posting your job in one place isn't enough to find them. And when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to 100-plus job sites with a single click. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Plus, be instantly matched to candidates from over 4 million resumes. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate this summer before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Welcome back to the John Breslin Show, and we are wrapping up our conversation with, our conversation about the leading candidate in the Republican GOP field right now, and that is, unfortunately, Donald Trump. And in just a little bit, we're going to be speaking with a guest who is actually here to talk about what I wanted to spend most of the show talking about, which was something more important, and that is education and online education and how that is the future of how we will be educating people here in this country and around the world. But let me just mention one quick thing. Make one declaration, and we're going to take some callers in a high-speed fashion, so callers, be ready for that. But regarding the comments that Donald Trump made about Megyn Kelly, that her questions to him, her hard questions to him, were probably because she was menstruating. The comments were, his statement was that you could see that she was obviously bleeding out of her eyes and wherever else. First of all, I'm disgusted by the fact that he hasn't even had the courage to say that that was wrong, that that was stepping over the lines, that there's a difference between saying something about a person and insulting them in a type of verbal barroom brawl style. With that said, that simple statement, along with the fact that he said that one of the contestants, a female contestant, very beautiful contestant on his Trump reality show, The Apprentice, that it would be fine to see her on her knees. Okay, these are not statements that a person that respects women would say. I'm not big on profiling. Nobody should be. Stereotypes aren't something we should use. However, I can profile a person when I start to connect the dots of their actions. This man calls people pigs and yet is the pig. Here is my question that I cannot answer. I have a little girl. She's 8 years old. I have a wife. I have a son who's 4 years old, and I want to teach to respect women. How can I tell these children, my children, that that is the opinion of the President of the United States? How do I reconcile that? Let me tell you right now, I have a wife, a mother like everyone, a daughter, and if that son of a bitch ever said that to my little girl or my wife, the bleeding wouldn't be coming from Megyn Kelly. The bleeding would be coming from him. That is not the president of the United States talking, and I will do everything that I can in my power to make sure he never becomes president, including this. I give you my solemn vow as earnestly, as honestly as I can, that should the day ever come that that man, Donald Trump, is nominated to be my party, the Republican Party's nominee for the president of the United States, on that day, the second that I hear the news, I will resign my membership, my lifelong membership to the Republican Party for any period of time where he is a potential for the president or the president himself. And I will not return to the party, if ever, until that man is out of either of those two roles. Hand to God, if that is who the Republican Party chooses, then the Republican Party has left the building, and I will not leave with it. Let's take some phone calls. Line one, Amelia, you are on with John. Very quickly, ma'am, I'm sorry, but we have to do that.
That's all right, but I see this presidential position as being entirely a personality contest and a fashionable position. This is why I like the Obamas. They're a nice-looking family. I'm surprised that anyone...
So looking good on TV is what you think a president should be?
Actually done while they were in office, or single-handedly, I think Obama had to take over a big pile of somebody else's already done stuff. He's done it. I think the family has done a fine job of getting through these two terms as our fashionable family, John, because think about it. Would you and your family be able to live up to the schedule? Would you enjoy?
Would I handle the schedule? Let me answer that off the line, Amelia. Thank you very much for your call. No, I would not handle that schedule because he is not a family man. He is not a good father. And let me say right here and now, anyone that dares say that someone who accepts the presidency when he has young children is still a solid, good, loving father, let them know this. There is a difference between loving your children and parenting your children. And he is an absentee parent. And I do not respect that in any way when people are saying he's a family man. He's a president, fine. Obama, he is not a family man. Line two, from Bay Area, San Francisco, World Citizen, you are on with John.
Well, thank you very much, John. I'm
thank you, sir.
Surprised at you tonight, but I'm almost wondering why you're not running for president. You seem to have a pretty good line on this.
I've got young children, sir.
I understand that. We all got young children, but you got politicians up there acting like young children, you know?
Well, that's a whole different thing. I agree with you.
I understand that, John, but
you
can't be saying that, people voted for Obama because of they didn't want to be called racist. And I thought, well, wait a minute. If Hillary Clinton runs, we got to vote for her because we'll be called sexist?
She hasn't said that. I haven't said that, and hopefully it's never said.
I don't want to get the feeling, John, that I got to do this because I'll be called a sexist, you know?
Yeah. Well, that hasn't come out yet, and I hope it doesn't. I hate to do this to you, sir, but I've got to stop it there. You be safe, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. And let's go to line three. Jack, you are on with John.
So, look, Trump knows he cannot win as a third-party candidate.
No.
And the Republicans know that no Republican will win if Trump does run as a third-party candidate. So by Trump not taking the pledge, he's effectively holding the Republican Party hostage.
Yes, that is exactly it. I think I might have heard you wrong or you might have misspoke, but basically what you're saying is that no Republican can win, Ross Perot style, if Trump goes third-party. So therefore, he's saying you better vote for me or else, right?
Yeah, well, what he's doing is ensuring that he's going to get fair treatment from the Republican Party as far as appearing on debates and things like that, because as soon as, you know, they become offensive, he's going to pick up his marbles and run as a third-party candidate. He'll make sure that nobody wins except a Democrat.
Yeah, and one quick thing there, Jack. I've got to leave it there. In fact, I'll answer that off the phone on the show. Thanks very much for your call, my friend. An interesting thing in if Donald Trump does run third party, he will guarantee Ross Perot style that a Democrat wins. And interestingly, CNN reported today, released the fact that just days prior to Donald Trump deciding to get into the race, he received a call and spoke at length with who? The presumptive nominee, Hillary Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton. Now, I've been in a lot of campaigns. I've worked on a lot of campaigns. I've been the candidate. I've never heard of your main opponent's spouse calling you a couple days ahead of time to say anything. But was there a deal made? I don't know, but I would like Donald Trump to answer that question. Why the hell are you taking calls from Bill Clinton just before you run for president? Interesting, right? I want to stop there and talk about something actually worthwhile and substantive. I am lucky enough to have on the phone someone who is incredibly patient. And his name is Anthony Rodriguez, and he is the founder of Ex Nebular, which is an idea that right now is in the stage of Kickstarter fundraising, interesting fundraising technique that is very, very successful. And I really believe this idea should get off the ground. So to tell you more about that idea, here is Anthony Rodriguez. Sir, thank you for being with me tonight on the John Breslin Show.
Thank you, John. Thank you for having me on.
Please tell me more about your idea. And then let me just preface it by saying that I am a big believer in education that can be done online and distance learning. I think that is that together with the Khan Academy, some ideas that are happening overseas to make education worldwide are the way of the future. And even Stanford is taking a leap into this, which is unusual for the Ivy Leagues. How do you see the future? How do you see your ideas helping?
Well, I'll first start off. Ex Nebular started from helping out a friend. I'm in the IT industry, and I was helping out a friend and his wife to develop a course online, but in searching for one that suited his needs, it was either too expensive or it was just too complicated. So in my search for something, I decided, you know, and looking at the other possibilities out there, mm-hmm. I said, if we just pool our resources under what they're doing on the crowdfunding, we could actually present to the world a platform that could be at a very low cost to just about anybody for both teaching and for learning, to be able for they will take those, whatever they want to learn, whether it be, like I said, I put it on there from arts, entertainment, it could be life coaching, really whatever you want to do. But we're going to actually try to get, as we're forming this with our different partners and alliances, to be able to bring on really the best of the best on here.
I can tell you in looking at it and in researching the ideas, it is very, very, what is the right IT term? I guess user-friendly. Maybe that's not even...
That is what we're trying to make.
It is. Exactly. I mean, criticism I have of Khan Academy, which is a similar idea, but it's lightly similar. My little girl tried it, and she's in, coming into third grade now, and it was not user-friendly. She couldn't do it and got frustrated and wanted to go do something else after about maybe 2 minutes. And from the look of this, that doesn't happen. This has the cartoon images, very visually appealing, and I think could really draw someone in and keep their attention, which is what we need in this type of concept.
Correct. And there's different levels. I've been working with Alice Cooper's Solid Rock Teen Center for probably the past 8 years now, mostly as a voluntary source in both his Christmas concert that he has and his golf tournament. And over the years, as I've developed a relationship with them, and he kicked off his teen center, we've seen teens come from drugs, alcohol, at a very young age. And now they're going on to college. They're going on to doing different things we completely turned them around, sent them off in a different direction. And now we're taking this to another level to be able to bring them to, especially like unwed mothers, to be able to finish school. And they have a place to go to that's safe, and caring for them, but at the same time, too, they can have these resources available to them at any time, 24 hours a day if they need it.
I think that's fantastic. And one of the things in my research that I've done in philosophy and, well, it's a nonprofit that I founded called fatherism.org. One thing that I've seen that is a huge problem is for the unwed mothers, the stay-at-home mothers, stay-at-home fathers, anyone that is staying at home taking care of children that would like to further their career, further their education as they go, whether it's in childcare or like taking care of their kids or in some other field. And this kind of thing, the online education allows for that kind of flexibility that people need.
Correct. I agree.
Now, where do you see the future of this? Where would you like to see the? Oh, you know, I'm getting the finger from producer Mauro Denise over on the other side of the glass. So we're going to have to take a quick break. But Anthony Rodriguez, can you stay on with me so we can come back after the break? And we're going to talk a little bit more about Ex Nebular. It is the future of online education. And we have the founder, Anthony Rodriguez, right here on the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are. We're going to knock this quick break out as quickly as we can. And I'm giving Denise Marmeyer the go fast signal, and she will. Stay right where you are, you.
John Breslin, polite conversation avoids politics and religion. Embrace bad manners.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Medical supplies. Where do you get yours? MDSupplies.com is a medical supplier that cuts out the middleman and gets you great prices and fast delivery. At MDSupplies.com, get the same low prices as the large buyers. Doctors are using MDSupplies.com too. No contracts, commitments, or minimum orders. And free shipping on nearly 10,000 products. Call now and see how much you'll save. 800-637-2080. MDSupplies.com.
Apparently, the Republican National Committee was actually so worried about the candidates insulting each other, they asked them to stop calling each other names. And if you look at the campaign so far, I think they might be running out of names to call each other. I mean, they've literally gotten through the entire alphabet. Watch the letters at the top of the screen.
Absurd. Bully.
Clown.
Dumb.
Embarrassment. Foolish.
Guilty.
Horrible.
Racist.
Jackass.
Know nothing.
Losers.
Moron.
Numbnuts.
Offensive.
Pathetic.
Questionable.
Ridiculous.
Stupid.
Terrible.
Ugly.
Vicious.
Weak.
X-rated.
Yahoo.
Zero.
Political analysts say that Donald Trump's game plan is to wing it and see what happens. That's what they said in the news. They said Donald plans to wing it and see what happens. It's the same game plan used by his barber, apparently, on a regular basis. The guy's just like... He just runs away.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbreslinshow.com.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Medical supplies. Where do you get yours? MDSupplies.com is a medical supplier that cuts out the middleman and gets you great prices and fast delivery. At MDSupplies.com, get the same low prices as the large buyers. Doctors are using MDSupplies.com too. No contracts, commitments, or minimum orders. And free shipping on nearly 10,000 products. Call now and see how much you'll save. 800-637-2080. MDSupplies.com.
There are so many questions in life we ask ourselves, but none is more baffling than, where should we eat? How many times have you asked yourself, your friends, or your loved ones this question, only to get blank stares in return? Well, I have great news for you. There's a new app that solves the problem of where to dine for you. It's called Let's Settle It. The Let's Settle It app allows you to search for restaurants within a specific radius from your current location. But that's not all. You don't know where you are going. Just enter how far you want to drive, how much you want to spend, end. And the Let's Settle It app takes care of the rest. Just follow the GPS to the destination. Eat and enjoy. Not only will the Let's Settle It app pick a place for you to eat, it'll add a fun element of surprise to your evening. So check it out. The Let's Settle It app is available for free in the Google Store. The Let's Settle It app. Get it and worry no more about where you have your next meal. The Let's Settle It app, available free in the Google Store.
And welcome back to the John Breslin Show. We are talking with Anthony Rodriguez, the founder and designer and creative mind behind X Nebular, which is an e-learning platform that is, I believe, just fantastic. And right now it's in the fundraising stage of the production. And you can find it on Kickstarter.com. Go to Kickstarter.com and type in X Nebular. It's an interesting spelling, so let me spell it for you. It's X Nebular, the letter X, Nebular, and that's found at Kickstarter.com. It is absolutely worth finding out more about. I said that awkwardly, but it's worth looking at and contributing to and helping this become the future of education here and around the world. And Anthony Rodriguez, welcome back. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Now, how did you come up with such an idea? I mean, you mentioned a little bit, you alluded to it a few minutes ago, but how did you, what was your inspiration, really? What were you hoping to do?
It really started when you were looking at this, even the name, you look at X Nebular, which you could say almost comes from it's a cross from a Greek and a Latin term, which comes from, it means from the cloud. Cloud today is just a term they use in information technology. It really means nothing more than the internet, everything that's out on the internet. So if you're on Google, if you get email, if you do anything online, you are in the cloud. So they're using this term now ubiquitously throughout the basically anything we do online. What I want to do is, since we're already using it, and you can trust it to a certain extent that you want to trust it, and those that you don't want to trust, you don't access to. But what we want to do is make a safe, educational website that people can go to, develop communities, learn what they want to learn, whether, again, arts, in different parts of film, that's what we're looking at too, and youth development, life coaching, things in that matter. And it's going to spread to many other areas. And we want to do this globally, not only just keep it within the United States, but keep it, spread it to China as much as we can, to Europe, to Africa, and South America.
You know, it's an incredible idea, and it's coming of age. We are at a time in the evolution of technology where this can actually be possible.
Correct.
There is a man that I'm trying to think of is Sugata Mitra. If anyone listening, go to TED.com and look up Sugata Mitra, and it's the hole in the wall experiment, and it's showing exactly how on the ground we can distribute this type of global education that X Nebular is the platform for. This can actually, with all, you know, not Star Trek, I'm saying today, right now, the mechanisms, everything is in place to put this X Nebular system and in place and send it out around the world to educate people nationwide and even in your communities, wherever you may be. It's something that I just can't say enough about. I deeply support this. It's low cost. And again, right now it's in the fundraising stage. So I am very proud to be able to be here and help in my very small way to encourage everyone that this type of education is what we should stop and say, this is worth it. You know, this is where we, you know, we can talk the game about education, Department of Education, what our school systems are doing, blah, 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 blah. But we cannot talk or complain about all of that and not pay attention to what our kids are going to be using in their future. This X Nebular and internet applications like this are the way of the future. Like it or don't like it, we didn't know that iPads would be around 20 years ago. And we can't really say what is going to be around 20 years from now, but this kind of education will be. And we can help it get there by contributing whatever you feel comfortable with to this project. It just go to Kickstarter.com, XNebular, XNebular. Kickstarter.com. It's a fantastic project, and thank you, Anthony Rodriguez. Is there some other way that we can get in touch with you, or another website, or is it strictly right there on Kickstarter?
On Kickstarter, but you can also contact me or anybody else within the company at info@xnebular.com.
info@xnebular.com. Sir, thank you very much for being with me on the John Breslin Show. And now it is time, after a very hot show, to remember that America is, say it with me, advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad, because it is going to put up a fight, and I will be here fighting for it with you and producer Denise Marmeyer, the face on the other side of the glass, every Saturday night on the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, you. See you next week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
John the Revelator wrote the book of seven seals.
The new home of Sean Hannity in Las Vegas. News Talk 720, KDW.